Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Off the ball, GAA.
And he had to present the cup to the other team in a sub-goalkeeper outfit. And he was obviously raging or disappointed. But
join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
All right, for the final time this week, welcome back to Off the Ball Breakfast with Keith Tracy and myself. And we're both delighted to be joined by Sue Ronan and Kathleen McNamee right now. Good morning. How are you both?
Morning, guys.
Morning. Morning, guys.
Morning, morning, morning. So, the Republic of Ireland versus Belgium tonight. Huge Nations League playoff to get into League A, which will ultimately benefit us for a chance to qualify for the 2027 World Cup. I'm just on Ticketmaster here, folks, and there are tickets available at the fairly reasonable price of $22.95 for this game tonight. Kathleen, is the attendance an issue to be concerned about here, or is what sold so far at the same time quite promising?
I don't think it's an issue. Like, obviously, this team is still building. We've noticed since the Wales game, there probably has been a bit of a drop off in terms of attendances. It's been the same, actually, interestingly enough, across the WSL and like other leagues that there has been a drop off in attendances. I don't think it's something to be concerned about. There was 15,000 tickets gone on Wednesday. I don't know how much that has increased since then, but I think no matter what the turnout is tonight, that's not something that the team is going to be concerned about. They're going to be more thinking about their actual performance and making sure that they're not going to have a repeat of the last time we were in the Aviva and we obviously didn't make it to a major tournament.
How do you think the squad is set, Kathleen?
I think it's set fine. I mean, Sue will probably talk to this a lot more, but we haven't really seen a massive change in the squad that has been announced for this window. For me, like, the big things would be the likes of Jessu coming back, Jamie Finn coming back, but also Jess in particular is someone that I think can have like a massive impact on the squad over the next couple of years. And we saw that whenever we were playing in Ligue 1 last year, whenever she was still fit and she hadn't done her second ACL. But again, she's still coming back to fitness, so we can't necessarily rely on her. But if you were to look at the actual squad that's there, there's very few changes from what you would potentially expect from a starting 11, apart from the fact that we're missing Courtney, which is going to be massive, but they're also missing their first choice goalkeeper, who is one of the top shot savers in the Euros. And then what they're potentially going to do in midfield as well with Anna Patton missing and how that kind of moves things around a little bit. Yep. So I think there's nothing surprising in the squad. There was no player in there that I was like, oh, wow, that's really interesting that they involved her. But there's also no one, and I'm like, that's fair enough.
Yeah, yeah, I get you. I might come back to you in a second, Kathleen, for your preferred starting 11 for tonight's game. But in the meantime, Sue, how do you assess Carlow Ward's reign so far? Because if you look at some of the results, right, the first game was the 1-0 win at home to Turkey, which was fairly unconvincing, and Turkey nearly equalised at the end. Then they had the 4-0 reverse against Slovenia, which is a bit of a debacle. But the response to that was great, because they go to Greece and they win 4-0, repeat the feat of winning against Greece again next time around. They beat Turkey away. So there's a lot of positivity on paper after that second game. But in terms of your assessment of Ireland under Carlow Ward in terms of performance, where is that?
I think, Carla has come into the international scene from the club scene, and it's always a transition for coaches. You know, there's a lot of learnings that you need to learn very fast when you're with national team. With national teams, you're only in with the team once every few months. You know, every team now is improving around Europe. We've seen it. All the minnows as such, the Slovenians of this world, as they proved in the away game against us, you know, they're good teams. You can't take them for granted. You can't expect that you're going to go all out attack. And I think she probably underestimated them in that first game. game. And I think she admitted that herself. So I think she's still finding her feet. She's been unlucky, I guess. She lost some leaders early on when she came in. Some players retired. She's had injuries. We mentioned, Kathleen mentioned Jessu and Jamie Finn. I mean, they're two fantastic players. And Jess in particular, a player you'd be looking to, you know, as an up-and-coming star that you're going to build the team around. And she's just been unfortunate with injuries. So, you know, I think Carla's really still finding her feet. She's still probably learning her best 11. So let's hope she gets it right tonight.
Can you identify Carla Ward's Republic of Ireland? Is it easy to explain how they play to?
Well, she is trying to evolve, or she was trying to evolve from the beginning. I mean, she stated from the very beginning she's an attacking, you know, manager. She likes to play 4-3-3. She likes to play between the lines, get players on the ball. She's tried to change that style. The team have come from two coaches, I guess, who played a little bit more defensive, and I suppose they had to at times because we were playing at a much higher level. You know, we were playing teams in the World Cup, top teams, or we were playing the likes of England, Sweden in the nations qualifying rounds. So you're not going to go all out attack against those.
Yeah.
So I think she's still putting her stamp on it. You can see that bit of evolution. But, you know, I think we need to not forget the fundamentals of our DNA and what that is. And that's been hard to break down, been hard to beat, you know, maybe keeping things solid at the back, you know, trying to look then for those right opportunities to attack and understand when we can attack and not thinking that we can always take the game to some of the better teams in Europe, because we've proven that we can't. Like the teams in the group, Slovenia, Turkey, and Greece, they're all ranked way below us, and at times they cut us wide open when we were attacking, you know. So I think really things just need to tighten up a little bit. We can still pick our moments to obviously take the game to the opponent, but I think the first and fundamental is be solid at the back, be hard to beat, and get back to that DNA of that, you know, fighting Irish as such.
So, see, were you saying that you don't believe that this Irish team is good enough just to say we're 4-3-3 and that's how we're going to play moving forward? It should be on a game-by-game basis and take the opposition into account?
I think so. I think, Keith, we do have to take the opposition into account. I don't think we can be, you know, I think we have to look at where our players are playing and where our opponents are playing and how long our opponents, I guess, have been playing at these top teams. I mean, most of our players are playing in the Championship in England, and many of them are not playing consistently either. And I think we've seen in some of the games, we've tried to take the game to our opponent, and we've just haven't been solid enough in the transition periods, and we've been sloppy in possession. You know, so I mean, if we tidy up on that, I'm not saying we can't build up and we can't try and play football, but I think we have to pick our moments and, you know, realise that we're not going to be an all-out attacking team all the time, you know, and just be realistic about it.
Yeah. Kathleen, it feels like you and I have talked about Ireland's midfield over the years on this show quite often. And I'm going back to it again this time around because Carla Ward reiterated the significance of Denise O'Sullivan in this team. And we all know that. Everyone knows this about Denise O'Sullivan. But she's only played 20 minutes since August. And it does feel like there's an intense vulnerability in that middle third section for the side. And maybe, look, this will play into your preferred starting 11 for tonight. But it feels like a significant problem. Do you share that concern?
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Yeah, like, to be honest, I would never, no matter if Denise hadn't played minutes in the last like 3 or 4 months at all, I probably wouldn't put a question mark over her head just because of the sort of player that she is. Like, if she's fit and she's willing and she's able, I know she'll turn up in the sort of way that we would expect her to. But I think the main thing with our midfield at the moment is that there's no decent combos there at the moment that we can rely on over the two legs. Even if you look at the likes of Ruscha coming in, like, she's had some incredible performances in a green jersey over the last couple of months, and to be fair, there's been times where she's probably been one of our better players in a green jersey. But also her fitness would concern me a little bit more, in that, you know, classic Ruscha, she doesn't generally train the day before a match.
Yeah.
Is she fit enough to go over the two legs? We don't know. It depends. So that would kind of concern me, and being having a better linchpin there, I suppose, in some way, and that we're not relying on Denise to have to go box to box constantly as a player in the game, considering the fact that she hasn't had as many minutes as you would kind of hope for someone. Like, she had a knee injury, that's why she hasn't been playing all that much. You know, you'd love to see her that more creative role, but I don't know if that's ever actually going to happen in an Irish aspect either. So yeah, the midfield would definitely be a bit of a worry, but again, arguably with any Irish team, you're probably always going to be worried about the midfield and who's going to be your upfront striker. You're kind of happy enough with how the defense is set up, whether it's the men or the women's. You're probably happy enough with that back line. And then
it's exactly
those are the key areas that you do worry about.
Like, because you have, say, Abby Larkin is flying it with Palace. Emily Murphy's in decent form. So I guess the not so much that you're negating the midfield, but you're trying to utilise the team as best to the players that are actually in form with their clubs. That would be the case with Murphy and Larkin, but I don't know how it fits into your 11, Kathleen.
So I have both of them in my 11, out in the wings, but I do, as much as I do rate them, I do think they are still developing players and they're still kind of trying to come into their own. Like, if I'm looking at my starting 11 here, I have Grace and goal purely just because we haven't really seen Sophie in an Irish jersey at all, and I think just for some sort of stability, it's probably more likely to be Grace, but again, wouldn't be mad surprised if Sophie did ended up there. And then I've Katie, Jess Stapleton, Hayes and Payne back four. I don't think they're going to change that much to a back five. I think that would be too defensively minded in the first leg anyways to go out. I do really like Mannion. The only thing I'm concerned about there is that her number of minutes, that she hasn't had a whole load of game time this year. And then Ruscha, Shiva, Denise, and then Larkin and Murphy on the wings, and then Caruso up front. Now, if I was to choose without injuries and coming back into form or whatever, I probably would have Jessu in there somewhere, but I'm just, because of her lack of minutes so far, I don't think she's probably going to get that starting berth.
Yeah.
But then you can very easily see someone like Lucy Quinn, who we all know have scored like iconic goals at the Aviva before for Ireland, coming in. Jamie Finn as well has had like quite a few minutes this year, so it'll be interesting to see where she goes, but that's what I think she will go with.
Sue, your thoughts?
I wouldn't be surprised to see Lucy Quinn start, because I think Carla Ward seems to like her. She has started her in a lot of her games, and I think she's been lucky in one or two games to continually start when she hasn't maybe had the best of a previous game. So I wouldn't be surprised to see her start. Also, Aoife Mannion, I know she hasn't had a huge amount of minutes, but she has done well for us, to be fair. And again, I think Carla Ward likes her. So I wouldn't be surprised to see her in the back four with Stapleton, Hayes and McCabe. I do like Emily Murphy. I think she was very good in the last couple of games for us on the right-hand side. And I also like Abby Larkin, but I wouldn't be surprised to see Lucy Quinn start ahead of her. Mm. I think the central three is going to be the key area.
Yeah.
As Kathleen said, I mean, Denise is only coming back from injury. She will give 200% regardless of how many minutes she's played. But you don't want to kill her altogether, and she, you know, that we don't have her then for Tuesday as well, because we're mindful, you know, this is only going to be half time at the end of today, and you want to be still in the game going to Belgium on Tuesday night. Ruscha Littlejohn, Again, she can be excellent on her day. Has she got 90 minutes in her? I don't think so. She needs someone alongside of her, you know, in that holding role to solidify the team. Who's that going to be? Will it be Tyler Tolan? Hasn't had the best of times, I guess, with the Irish team in the last couple of years. I don't know how fit Jamie Finn is. If she was fully fit, I definitely would have her in there. She's an excellent player. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see who Carla picks tonight.
Katie McCabe is set to get her 100th cap over the next two games. Where do you think her best position is for Ireland?
We have this conversation all the time, Keith, don't we? It's the $50 million question. I would have said up to probably a year ago, I probably would have preferred to see her further up the pitch. I that's where she played when she played under me years ago as a younger player. But I think she's been moved there a couple of times and just hasn't worked out. And she does play from deeper with Arsenal coming onto the ball. But I would like to see her, obviously starting at that full-back position or wing-back maybe, but definitely to get her higher up the pitch more often, I think, is key, rather than just have her as the orthodox left back, because she's the one that can put the foot in the ball. She can pick out a player, she can take a player on, she can get the team going, you know. So definitely probably starting in a more defensively position, but with that license to get forward as quick as possible, I think.
Is a team like Belgium hard to prepare for, Sue? Because they are a side of wild extremes in 2025 alone. So, like, if you buy into the FIFA rankings, they're 7 places ahead of Ireland. So this will be a really tight game. But if you look at their results this year, so, like, in the Nations League back in April, they got hockeyed by England 5-0. The very next game, they beat England 3-2. Yeah, 3-2, yeah. Then they play at home to Spain. They got hammered 5-1. But then when you look at the Euros, they beat Portugal. So so what do you do in that instance? Because if you can't predict what version of a side you're going to get, do you end up concentrating on what you can do yourself proactively? Because you drive yourself nuts, wouldn't you, with the opposition?
Yeah. Yeah, they're what I'd call a dangerous team. They're not one of the top teams, the powerhouses in Europe. And we could have got a harder draw than Belgium, but that's in no way to underestimate them. On their day, they can be very, very good. And as you said, there are extremes when I've seen them perform really badly when you'd expect them to be better.
Yeah.
But they have much more experience than us playing at a higher level. They've played in 3 European Championships. They haven't played in a World Cup. They've played in 3 European Championships. They've pulled out some big results over the years. They've great structure for their underage players, playing with boys all the way up now in sports schools. So they're playing at that higher intensity all the time. And, they've some really, really key players in Tessa Bullard. I mean, I think she's scored more goals than Lukaku for Belgium. She's almost got 100 goals, 94, I think, and 149 caps. She's just a fantastic player. I know she's getting on a bit, but she's their key player. Obviously, she's their captain as well. She's won the best pair in Belgium 5 times in a row.
Yeah.
So she's obviously dangerous. They've got some young up-and-coming players now as well, very fast on the wings. Van Havermaet from, I think she plays at Crystal Palace actually, so a couple of ours should know her. She's a tall girl, sort of plays in the 10 position, and they look for her as well and play off her. But they are a very dangerous team on their day, and they've a new coach in the last year, a girl from Iceland, and she's been sort of tinkering with their shape as well, and I wouldn't be surprised to see them play 3-5-2 tonight, which can also, you know, defensively go into a 5-4-1. But they are a dangerous team. We do have to prepare for them, we do have to be mindful of them, but you know, we also need to go out and try and get a result. We are playing at home, we want to be in the game going to Tuesday, so we do have to concentrate on ourselves as well.
Kathleen, this is a very very difficult question now that I'm landing you with, but I make no apologies for it. Who is the third most influential player in this Ireland squad? And I say that with the caveat of all the retirements over the last 12 months, because we're constantly reminded of it. It's like, Jesus, the significance of these one by one. We knew about Louise Quinn. Then Niamh Fahey goes, Diane Caughwell. But then Julianne Russell, who was such a source of joy for this Irish side the last couple of years. And then finally Megan Campbell, who I know wasn't always in the team, but provides you with such an obvious outlet that we don't otherwise have. Where we always talk about the over-reliance and influence on the two big stars that we have. But who's next in line now?
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
I don't think it is just the two big stars that we have, to be honest. Like, I think Courtney missing tonight, like, bar the fact that she's only missed one game in the last 42 for the Irish team, I think she in general will be,
but she's not,
you know,
there.
One of the main leaders and stars in that team, which is funny whenever you chat to her, because like off the pitch she's so nice. Like, she likes to read a book before she goes on. She likes to go for a walk to herself. You know, she's quite quiet, quite friendly. But then you actually see her on the pitch and the way she's able to command the defense, to command her goal. To me, I wouldn't even say third most important, but I'd say she's part of that like central three senior leaders that we probably have in that team now. That includes like Katie, Denise and Courtney. That would be my three people.
Yeah. So with the absence of Courtney Brosnan, what happens then? Is it a simple case of we're not quite there yet with all these retirements as well, that we have to build this experience and build this influence?
Absolutely. And yeah. I think that's something that we've talked about on the Koi Gang pod quite a lot, that I don't know if we're going to get there all that soon without some sort of gap between the 19s and the senior squad. You know, we need to give players the opportunity to develop on a scene other than the senior side. Like, if you look at the squad that we have now, it's actually not that young a squad. It's probably like closer to a peaking slash aging squad, but we don't have those players in there really, if I'm being totally honest about it, that are kind of those standout stars, maybe beyond Jessu, depending on her ability to stay fit, that are going to be those game changers for us. Or we don't have that squad that like we had whenever we went to the World Cup, which was probably everyone at their peak, and also people that had defining moments for Ireland in their career over the last couple of years. So I think trying to develop that younger age group, and like, it was great to see the likes of Kelly Brady and Rhea Reynolds in with the training squad. But again, would there have been a benefit of actually bringing them to Belgium as well and keeping them in for the entire camp? I know a lot of players weren't mad happy about the home base sessions because they had to move a lot whenever Vera was in power, but also they were really, really beneficial. And we also haven't seen that many squads coming in, like under 23s or whatever it is, into the main senior setup in the last while. There was like one of those and it hasn't happened since. So I think development is something that this team really, really needs to look at, because on paper, and especially considering everything that's happened over the last year with not qualifying to go to the Euros, losing to a team like Wales, who on paper we should have beaten, but clearly had like an incredible mental setup and were so ready to come at us, they managed to make it to their first major tournament. I think there really needs to be like a hard look at how we can develop that gap between a very talented underage side. And if you look at like how the underage sides have been competing in like European tournaments and world tournaments over the last couple of years, like, Sue will definitely be able to talk to this a lot more than I can, but like, it's been incredibly impressive, and they've come up against massive teams like the likes of France and stuff, and haven't always won, but they've lost out by a goal or something. Yeah. You know, they're really close to these teams, and we're losing a lot of talent in between that and the senior side. So I think that's going to be really important going forward for this team to actually have any success and hopefully qualify for a major tournament at some stage, because realistically we have to be looking to the next World Cup.
We're bang out of time. I just one last one for yourself, Sue. Carla Ward has lamented the fact that I think 80% of her press conferences have been dealing with questions not to do with football, the running of the FAI and the Eileen Gleeson case. I guess the first part of call to change those questions is, as Kathleen just mentioned there, the build-up to international tournaments and qualifying for them, which lends itself to a result tonight against Belgium. How do you see it going?
The game tonight?
Yeah.
It's a tough one. I do think Belgium are a dangerous team. I think I'd be happy if we get a draw tonight. I can't see us beating them. Right. I hope I'm wrong. But I think Belgium are a very strong team. But I'm hoping we can stay in the game on Tuesday night and get a result.
Kathleen?
I went for a 1-0 Belgium win on Koi Gig earlier, so I feel like I have to stick to that. But I will say Scarlett and Karen both went for Ireland wins, so we have a mixture of results in the house. I like, you look at their results in the Euros, like even the 6-2 loss to Spain up until the last 10-15 minutes, that was actually a really intriguing, really good game where the two teams were going at each other. It was pretty even. You know, Belgium were going toe-to-toe with one of the best, most interesting football teams in world football at the moment, and then just fell apart a little bit. So we know they can create goals. We don't know that we can create goals, and that would be my main concern. I think defensively we should be solid enough, but I don't know where our goals are going to come from. So that's why I went for 1-0 to Belgium.
Sue Rowan, Kathleen McTamey, thanks a mil. Enjoy the game tonight. Speak soon.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thank you.
Hey, football fans. Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuel. Points TC.